Tomorrow is a very auspicious and sacred day in the lives of the Vaishnavas. Can everyone hear me? No? Yes. Yeah? If you cannot hear, we should turn these fans. Hot and enlightened, then cool in ignorance. Huh? After all, Maharaj Parikshit, just so that he could hear attentively from Shukadev Goswami, he renounced eating and sleeping. And he sat in the hot sun without any shade for 7 days. As he considered, to hear the glories of the Lord is more important than any material comforts. So we come here not to have a nice, cool breeze upon us. We come here to hear the glories of the Lord. And one of the great pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his divine incarnation of Lord Sri Ram is the killing of Ravana. Krishna explains in the Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam dinachaya tibuskritam dharma samstapanaradhaya sambhavami juge juge. And he comes to this world to protect the pious and to annihilate the miscreants. So, of course, in the Ramayana of Valmiki Muni, it is described that there was a great yajna that was taking place, and the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, appealed to the Supreme Lord, Sri Vishnu, that he come to this world especially to destroy the powerful ten-headed Asura Ravan. Because after all, Ravana, overcome by the desire for power, prestige, and uncontrolled senses, he was causing great, great disturbance, even to the pious and those who are religious. And sometimes Asuras, by the performance of tapasya, they attain great power. Anyone who performs tapasya will gain great power. It is said, tapo divyam bhutrika yena sattvam, that the human form of life is especially meant for tapasya. People do not understand this in this day and age. People are so much attached to sense gratification, and they are not willing to give up their sense gratification for something higher. Therefore, there are not very many powerful people in this world. But people who are willing to undergo tapasya, they gain great power. We find that the real asuras, like Hiranyakashipu, Kumbhakarna, Ravana, they were real demons. The demons today are little tiny insect demons. They were big demons. And what was the difference? How much tapasya they performed to gain their powers, to gain their strength. So Ravana had performed more tapasya even than the devatas. Therefore he was more powerful even than them. So they had appealed to Vishnu, please, my Lord, help us. So he descended to this world. And how the Lord arranges His divine Leela in such a way to instruct us all of how to live and what to be careful of in this world. Ravana was the embodiment of lust, kama. And what is the definition of lust? From the spiritual point of view, lust means to try to take anything that belongs to God and enjoy it for ourselves. And everything is the property of God. Krishna says in Gita, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, that I am the proprietor of everything that exists. Nothing is yours. Everything is my proprietorship. Your family is not yours. Your wealth is not yours. Your intelligence is not yours. Your abilities is not yours. It is all mine. Do not be proud of borrowed plumes, they say in the English language. You should not be proud of something that you are borrowing from another. You should not boast that it is your own. That is sinful. Just like I remember one time, Srila Prabhupada chastised his devotees. Because once Sadhu invited the devotees, this is in the earlier days, in the early 70s, he invited Prabhupada's devotees, his American and European disciples, to a program. And he said, you come and you have nice kirtan. So they all went. They didn't ask Prabhupada, they just went. So they were there and they had nice kirtan, and there were so many tens and thousands of people that came for this program. It was in Bengal. And then the sadhu who was on the stage afterward, he was speaking in Bengali. And our devotees did not know what he was saying. They just had nice kirtan. And he was telling everybody that, just see, these are my disciples. I have brought them from the Western world to see what I am doing, to see how I am doing the things, nice work for Krishna all over the world. So he was very proud to boast like this. And then the devotees came back. And what happened is one of the Bengalis who was there went back to Prabhupada and told him that this is what this man is saying. He's giving no credit to your mission, he's giving all credit to his mission. So the devotees, they didn't know what he was saying. They came back, they were very happy. Prabhupada, it was wonderful, we were leading kirtan, everyone was happy. Prabhupada looked at them. So this is the tendency in this world, that we are so proud, we're proud of what doesn't even belong to us. Actually, everybody is in that position because nothing belongs to us. What do we have to be proud of? A sane person is proud of Krishna because everything belongs to him. I'm proud to be the son of that Krishna. He's my father. I'm proud to have that father because he's the proprietor, he's the controller, he's the greatest of everything. And me, I am only his. I am only meant for his enjoyment. But as soon as we think anything is for our enjoyment, then we become like Ravana. And Ravana, to the extent where he stole Sita, the goddess of fortune. If actually everything in this world that gives any enjoyment or pleasure to us is an expansion of the energy of the goddess of fortune. Anything we call our own is our little way of stealing Sita away from Ram. So in this way, Ravana, because of his uncontrolled desire for material enjoyment, he put himself in the predicament of being the object of the wrath of God. So of course it is a very long story, and I have to leave very early in the morning, so I do not, otherwise I would like to tell this beautiful story from the Ramayana. But the battle of Ram and Ravana is a very, very great educational subject matter. Ravana had 10 heads and 20 arms. And in his fighting with Sri Ram, each time Ram would cut off one of his heads, it would grow back. And he'd cut off another head and it would also go back. This is very important to understand how this is happening and why, and how it influences our own life. You see, this same demon which is that propensity to enjoy, lord it over, material nature, is within the heart of each and every one of us. And every time we try to do something to defeat him, to overcome him, we find another head appears. Huh? In other words, the moral to the story is you cannot conquer Ravana. He is a very powerful mystic demon and you are insignificant before him. It is only Ram who has the power to pierce his heart with an arrow. Ramchandra shot that mighty arrow into his great chest, and Ravana fell from his airplane, vomiting blood, and died. So it is by the shelter of Sri Krishna that we can be protected from these demoniac propensities that are living within our own hearts. Therefore, the great need is that humble heart that learns to call out for the mercy of God. It is really the only need within our life. If you call out to God, do you not think he will provide and protect you? But we have to have that faith. Someone was recently asking, why is it that at times, even apparently very, very dedicated devotees go astray, even turn against God, or turn against their own guru? It may appear difficult to understand, but philosophically it is not. You see, when Ravana was the powerful emperor of Sri Lanka, out of fear, even the demigods were surrendering to him. Huh? Hiranyakashipu also? Even the demigods in the heavens were his obedient servants. Why? Because they had material attachments. And he had the power to take them away. So being Krishna conscious, we have to be willing to humble ourselves with faith in God, even when we are tested. Krishna knows what everybody needs, and he knows exactly how to make or break every devotee. Huh? Make you or break you is what is required. Eventually we all have to come to this platform where Krishna will either make us or break us. Either you surrender or the whole world will know who you are and where you're at. After all, anybody can be a loyal devotee when the circumstances are convenient. Doesn't take much surrender. But when everything is pointing the other direction, and you have a lot to lose and a lot to risk by remaining faithful and devoted to your Guru and Krishna, if you could remain faithful and devoted under those circumstances, then you have attained the kingdom of God. So let us never put trust in Ravana. That is the problem. Fear can only come into our lives when we put trust in Ravana. Huh? But Krishna says in Gita, Konteya pratijane hiname bhakta pranashiti. My devotee will never perish. Have faith. The Ravana will say, no, don't you see? If you have faith in Krishna, if you don't join my side, look what I will take away from you. I have 20 powerful arms and 10 heads to take it all away. And I will do it. Vibhishan was the only person in all of Sri Lanka who did not surrender out of fear to Ravana. And apparently he lost everything. He was kicked out of his house. Materially he lost everything. But because he had faith in the divine mercy of Sri Ram, the result was he gained everything. And everyone else who surrendered to Ram, who surrendered to Ravana, they had a nice material situation for some time, but ultimately they lost everything. So similarly, if you surrender to Ravana, temporarily you will have a nice material situation, but in the end you will lose everything. Along with death, everything will be taken away. Huh? So do not put your trust in anyone but God. This is the motto in America, in God we trust. We should only have trust in God. Nowhere else, no one else should we trust except God. And those who are His representatives, those who are His divine instruments. Our trust in God is exhibited by how much we trust in them. If we do not trust them, then our trust of God has no merit. Huh? Should we turn the fans on? Are you too hot? No? Can you all hear? So in God we must trust. And Krishna will sometimes put our faith to a test, because that is required. So this most beautiful pastime is most instructive. But it is said, Konteya pratijanihiname bhakta pranashyati. Devotee never perishes. Just like Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu knew that Prahlad, if I don't kill him, he's going to destroy me. He's going to destroy all my power in this race because he's my son and he's a devotee. He has to be killed. And the Lord allowed Hiranyakashipu to put Prahlad in situations where everybody was thinking Prahlad is finished. But at the last moment, Narahari came to tear him to pieces. So similarly, although even Krishna with Kaliya, it appeared Kaliya was dead. All the residents of Vrindavan, they were not just thinking, we have nothing to worry about. Krishna's God. Kaliya, what can he do? They were not so cold-hearted to not care, to not think. They were crying. Mother Yashoda fainted. Nanda Maharaj was ready to jump in the water and fight this serpent. But Balaram was stopping all of them. No. They were weeping, they were crying, they were fainting. They could not tolerate seeing their Lord in such a predicament. Krishna wanted them like this. Because how much it increased their love for him. Huh? To their eyes, Krishna was finished. There was no hope. But hope against hope, they were just praying, Krishna, please, we love you, we need you. And then at the last, hours and hours and hours, Krishna was sitting there apparently helplessly in the coils of Kaliya. And then when everybody was about to die of anxiety and separation due to their love, Krishna just started to dance on the heads. Kaliya was defeated. So, my humble request to you all is, do not make any deals with Ravana or any of his representatives in this world. Have strong faith. Have strong faith that wherever there is Krishna and Arjuna, there is guaranteed to be victory and success. You are watching Mahabharata. There are so many instances when Arjuna was trying to kill, what was his name? He made the vow to kill him. Jayadrat. It appeared impossible. Up till the last minute, it appeared Arjuna was finished. And materially, it was impossible. But at the last minute, Krishna played a trick. You know the story. He covered the sun. And everyone thought, Arjuna now has to die. And everyone started, just put their weapons down and began to dance, very happy. And then Krishna said, now you shoot. Shut. Then Krishna uncovered the sun. Huh? So this is how we have to have faith. That no matter how things appear to us in this world, we must always remain faithful, loyal, and devoted to the mission of the Lord. And that faith in the truth and the knowledge of the Lord's protection and the Lord's love can carry us across even the vast ocean of obstacles that may come before us in this world. In fact, to the degree we have faith, even the most difficult things are easy. It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that if one has faith in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, even the most difficult things are easy. And for one who does not have that faith, even the easiest things become impossible. So bhakti is based on this faith. And this faith can only come by submissively hearing truth, the truth of God's word, with a submissive and humble heart. And therefore it is most important, it is most essential that devotees come together to discuss the glories of the Lord, to discuss the process of Krishna consciousness, come together to dedicate themselves in the mission of God. People in this world, the representatives of Ravana, they will say, why you are going so much to these pravachans, chanting Hare Krishna and all these sadhus? You should, a little is all right, but too much is not healthy. Huh? This is the propaganda of Ravana's representatives on this earth. Sometimes even nice people, good people, they can be overcome by the power of Ravana's influence in this world. But we should never put our trust there. Our trust should always be fixed in the divine word of God. So, tomorrow is not only it's a very much special day. It is the appearance day, the birthday of Srila Madhavacharya, who is the founder of the Sampradaya that we are worshipping the Lord in. The glories of this great empowered incarnation of Vayu are unparalleled. They can be discussed for millenniums. It is also the appearance day of Lord Buddha. Keshavadrita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hari. That divine Dasavatar who appeared especially for the protection of the innocent cows to establish ahimsa or nonviolence on this earth. It is also, of course, the day of the victory of Ram over Ravana. Krishna's plan is always so that the sincere become more purified, and those who are not sincere, they are exposed. So let us join the camp of those who are sincere, and let us celebrate within our heart the glorious mission of the Lord and His devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. This coming Thursday, we will be having a nice celebration at our temple. It is the night of Sarat Purnima, or Ras Purnima. It is on this auspicious night that Lord Sri Krishna begins His divine Ras Lila with the gopis of Vrindavan. And it is a very special observance that we have at our temple for Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. It will begin at 7 o'clock. There will be the aarti. And then there will be bhajans and kirtan until 8. I'm giving you the time schedule so you can come when you decide to come. And at 8 o'clock the curtains close, and at that time we will be giving a lecture on this most beautiful and wonderful Leela of Sri Krishna, the Ras Leela, and how it particularly pertains to us in our daily life. And then at 8:45 will be the Ras Purnima Darshan, where the altar will be very beautifully decorated with wonderful, wonderful offerings in the true spirit of Vrindavan. And there will be special nice bhajans and kirtans before Radha Gopinath at that time. And that will be for 1.5 hour. And then the curtains will close, and the Lord will have an offering of 108 preparations on the altar that will be on the altar all night. Because on this evening, the offering is supposed to remain throughout the night. And after the bhajan or kirtan, at about 9:15, prasad will be served for those who want to leave. And those who want to stay, the kirtan will go on till midnight. So you are free to come and go as you like. Huh? And for those who want to go on beyond midnight, there will be 3 shifts. Those who leave, 4 shifts. Those who leave at 7:30, those who leave at 9:30, those who leave at 12 o'clock, and those who stay on till Mangal Arati. Huh? What else? We have set the time for the installation of Srinathji as well as Shishi Gornitai. That will be on the auspicious day of Anukut Govardhan Puja. October 19th, the Prana Pratishta Abhishek ceremony will begin at 9:30 in the morning. And that will go on for about 1 hour. Then there will be a lecture as well as a fire sacrifice, Agnihotra. And then there will be the auspicious darshan of the Anukut, the first darshan of the deities on the altar. And then there will be RT at about 12:30. And then there will be the worship of Govardhan Hill as well as the worship of the sacred cow. And then prasadam will be about 1:30. Like that. And then throughout the afternoon there will be nice Govardhan Darshan for everyone that comes. Preparations. This is where all of you come in. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you should all study Madhya Leela Volume 2, where it describes how Madhavendra Puri installed Srinathji, Gopal, originally, about 700, almost 700 years ago in Vrindavan. And it describes very wonderful way that this Anukut is celebrated, especially as an offering to the installation of Srinathji. So we will observe the ceremony exactly as Gopal originally instructed Madhavendra Puri, which means there must be very large size mountains of prasad. We want to have up to 108 mountains, 3 feet high each. But at least 31. And we don't want anything to be bought in stores. Everything must be cooked by the loving hands of the devotees. No cooks, no shopkeepers, but our own devotees cooking. Now in Vrindavan, this is the greatest celebration of the year, as far as prasad goes. And to welcome Srinathji, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, as well as Gaur Nitai, we should have such a ceremony. So therefore, we are expecting everyone to at least help in whatever way they can. From today on, start making 30 sweet balls a day. And how many days do we have? 20 days. You'll have 600 sweet balls. Anyways, do what you can. But we should actually, in Vrindavan, a month before they start cooking, the Brijbasis. Weeks before they start cooking. So we should be doing like this. And Radha Krishna Prabhu, on Sunday, he will be taking commitments from devotees of how much they will be able to cook and what they will cook. So see him on Sunday. It's very important. We should all be a part of this grand festival. Because after all, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says that anyone who does not celebrate Govardhan Puja according to this instruction will be bitten by the snakes on Govardhan Hill. So to be afraid of Ravana is bad, but to be afraid of Krishna, that is good. So out of love or fear, whatever, make some nice prasad and offer it to Gopinath on that holy day.
Maharaj, up till now you received 4 commitments, 4 mountains have been committed.
So you before the 31 are all reserved, you should be very anxious to put in your reservation to be one of the first 31 mountains. Little by little, start tomorrow. It will come. Anything else, Radha Krishna Prabhu? Hare Krishna.